This summer was the first time in almost 20 years when Alaska Airlines did not have a monopoly in Juneau. In the months leading up to Delta's May 30th arrival, round-trip airfare between Juneau and Seattle went down slightly from its typical $500 range. As the date got closer, travel analyst Scott McMurrin says the price dropped to $244.
And Delta held the line on that price all the way through the summer. Alaska, for competitive service, came down and occasionally would touch that level on competing flights, but they were by no means steady at that price.
In the summer, Alaska has five nonstop flights between Juneau and Seattle. Delta only has one. Even with the competition, McMurrin says Alaska's flights continue to do well,
which is why the fare floated up. Delta's flights had plenty of room, which is why the fare stayed flat.
Data from Juneau International Airport show about 3,700 people boarded a Delta flight in Juneau during August. That means, on average, there were less than 120 people on each Boeing 757 Delta flight, which can seat 180. Delta's Seattle Vice President, Mike Medeiros, says he's happy with Delta's season in Juneau.
We were very pleased with the loads, particularly in light of the fact that it's a new and emerging market for Delta.
This summer, Delta added a seasonal flight between Fairbanks and Seattle. It's also offering year-round service between Anchorage and Seattle. All of this is part of Delta's larger plan to expand in Seattle.
The state of Alaska is an important piece to our success for this global gateway. And so we had plans, and it actually worked very well to connect people from Juneau in Seattle and to beyond.
This time last year, Delta had 33 daily departures out of Seattle. Now there's 86. By the end of the year, Medeiros says it'll be up to 95.
All we're doing is creating, you know, a hub in Seattle. It happens to be where Alaska has its headquarters and that they're a partner.
Meanwhile, Alaska's summer was busy. Data from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Juneau Airport show its flights out of Juneau were fuller than last year. Alaska has about 270 daily departures out of Seattle. Marilyn Romano is Alaska's regional vice president.
Just in the last few weeks, I mean, we've added nonstop service out of Seattle to New Orleans, Detroit, Tampa. We've really grown a nice amount of traffic and business in and out of Salt Lake City. So, you know, we're doing the same thing.
McMurrin says Alaska moving into Salt Lake City, Delta's primary hub west of the Rockies, is Alaska's way of fighting back in what he calls a battle for Seattle. Who's winning? McMurrin says the traveler is. He says Delta returning to Juneau next year is good news, since it'll once again mean lower airfares. But if Delta and Alaska ever do make peace, McMurrin says Juneau could go back to being a one-airline city. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.